All right. So hi and welcome to our June 2018 Mastermind for the Practice Accelerator. And we're here to support all of you. I know that Allison is planning on being here. So we have one more of us coming. And I don't know. I know Jane is kind of off in her new direction. And who else is there? Who else is in our group? Anyway, we'll see who comes.
Steph, what about Steph?
Yeah, Steph said, Steph is going to possibly be in and out. So, all right. So let's just get started by sharing a success. So everybody, I want to just kind of hear one thing that you feel is a pat me on the back. Let's support ourselves because we usually don't give ourselves credit. So who wants to start? I'll start with Annette because you're up in the top.
Okay. I see your Libra, by the way. I saw it.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you about it later. It's fascinating, some of the stuff.
Yeah. So I finished the caregiver guide. Woo! Got that off to you. So the next step is going to work on the landing page and getting this out. And on personal celebrations, it looks like the move is finally coming together to get my kid here. So,
yay! Congratulations. Under your thumb.
Well, we're going to have to negotiate because I got some pushback last week. She feels like she's being punished and, she's independent. So I said, well, I'm looking at this as a roommate's moving in, not as my kid.
Okay, good. Which means you're not going to be paying for everything and she's going to pull her own weight and she gets to make her own hours, which you don't like, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. We still have some negotiating to do, but so I'm heading out the end of next week and getting her back here. So that's
good. Good. Yay. That's awesome.
Shift of stress. It'll be different.
It'll be a different kind of stress. Yeah. It'll be a different kind of stress. We had ours here for just 1 week, the two of them, and having adult children who've been out on their own moving in with you for a week has its pluses and minuses, let's just say.
It will.
All right. So, Lisa.
Well, last time I was trying to think what I have to celebrate besides being alive. Last time we spoke, my website had been hacked and is offline, and it's still offline, but the copy's finished. So now I just have to coordinate with my BA in India, who has minimal grasp of English but great technical skills, just to get it all uploaded. Mm. And the other thing I'd like – can I say a second thing I'd like to celebrate?
Sure, yeah.
I have the thing. And yes. It was alarming how high my blood glucose was. And I really, after 3-4 days of a major reset, got it under control. I mean, well under control and steadied it out. And then this past weekend was my birthday and a few invitations. And it was alarming how everything went up. Just eating moderately.
Not terrible, right?
Yeah. Not drinking, not, nothing like that. And it was so scary. But it took me 24 hours after it was all over. I enjoyed things, but really in moderation and just no to wine and all that. But, and then it took me 24 hours to get it back down because when my blood glucose ends up high in the evening, it doesn't ever come down and it may even shoot up. And, but when it came down, the price was that it was really irregular going up and down. But anyway, it's better now. Today's Wednesday. And since, it didn't take that long. That's a celebration. So I think,
if it's getting better and you stick with it longer, get yourself stabilized for longer and you can have these little leaps.
Yeah. I can have probably maybe when it's all straightened out, maybe once a week a healthy carb up day, or something,
Right, right. Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's what's kind of recommended long term because just stay in. Yeah. Do you have a ketone meter too?
No, I don't, but I'm thinking of getting it because
I have one.
I really have a high fat diet now. Greens and avocados coconut wraps and lots and lots of Cress. And that's just what I'm eating right now.
Good. Whatever it takes to keep you steady, but the ketone meter gives you a lot. Cause I had some issues where my blood sugar went up, but my ketones didn't go plummeting so far. So I've been in ketosis for 2 weeks, three weeks straight almost. So without it shifting, even though I had a couple of weird blood sugar things. So. Okay. Anyway, it's worth looking at, and it's even just to understand our clients better.
Yeah.
It's really good to be monitoring yourself and seeing what happens and seeing the effects of various things. Because I think the sauna shot my blood sugar up this morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what sends it up. And I can take my blood sugar before I get out of bed. And then when I get out of bed, it shoots up because I do it in millimoles. So half or one whole, you know, from four to five or something like that. Yeah.
Just that's a getting lot. Up.
Yeah.
It's like 10, 20 points, something like that.
Yeah. It was about 10 points, but yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And not having eaten or drunk anything. So
and not having anything. Yeah. No. I'm finding that to be the case with me too. So it's kind of interesting, but this morning, the only thing I did, I've been fasting for, I don't know, 16 hours at this point, and my sugar should be in the 60s, which normally 60s or 70s. And it just was up to 124. And the only thing I did differently was I had my vitamins. I had some liposomal and I had some vitamin C. And I was in the sauna, so I don't know which one it is, so I'm going to have to tease those out. But I'm sitting in the sauna going, why is my sugar going up? It was 81 earlier.
But did you check on your meter?
I've been double checking on the meter, and it's always within 5 to 10 points. They say there's a delay. I don't remember why or how.
But because it's just going into the interstitial fluid. It's not actually measuring the blood. So it's about a 5-minute delay.
It's about 5 minutes. Yeah. So I'm finding that I go that and it's there like 5 or 10 points off. And then 5 minutes later, the blood catch, you know, so it's anyway, it's kind of interesting. Anyway.
Yep. It is, but it's great. You can get it under control.
It's a great tool. Yeah. Yeah. So Allison, you look distraught. Did you hold up a bloody tissue? What did you do?
Oh no. She's on mute. Okay.
Yeah, I realized I had 7 minutes to go and I needed to prepare some roasted vegetables and I cut my finger when cutting the slippery onion. And it's not as bad as the one that I had to take to hospital last week before, you know, when I got back from Texas, but it's worse than the one before and it's still bleeding profusely. So I've got a plaster ready to put on once it's reduced the bleeding, but it's a bit annoying. I'm just so angry. And I was
okay. Yeah, you were trying to breathe. You know what the thing is though, it's oftentimes telling you to slow down. So
or get those gloves, those chainmail gloves for cutting. Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those special things shaped like a comb that you use for cutting onion where you can, it's like a big fork thing and you can hold your finger out the blooming way because
I cut
onions so often. So,
What do you got to celebrate? Let's shift.
I've got to celebrate something I put on the Facebook group of the shift that happened yesterday and I realized they need to be networking, not looking for individuals to work with, but for therapists and holistic centers and private medical clinics that, so a bit like Lisa works, so that and developing a really good process for referrals. And this occurred yesterday when I was working with somebody from the Professional Speakers Association who we've done a therapy swap with. Basically, she is a newly diagnosed diabetic. We did a VIP day each in November and December, and then we had an hour and a half sort of follow-on because she was in my area yesterday. And after an hour and a half, it just clicked, and I realized I don't need to be in the Professional Speaking Association anymore, so that'll save me, I don't know, about £100 a month. Because, you know, I've got other professional bodies myself. I'm already a member of the British Medical Association, the Royal College of GPs, and the British Medical Acupuncture Society, and the Faculty for Family Planning. So there's no need for me to be in the PSA as well, which is the professional body for professional speakers. I've gleaned a lot from the meetings. So, you know, it's released me from, yeah, it just feels so much lighter to think I'm going to be doing strategy sessions, not with individual patients, but with chiropractors and people who already, you know, they know that they want a functional medicine doctor who doesn't poo-poo chiropractic or whatever.
So that them send you referrals or work at halfway in people's offices or whatever. Good.
Yeah.
And I started reading that and I thought, I didn't read that. I just glanced. I'm like, No. She wants to start a practitioner training program and she hasn't gotten her. This is just another distraction. So good. I'm glad you're clarifying because I was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that one. Yeah. Wendy, do you have anything you want to share too? No. Okay.
So I'm just listening to, so I can make sure if I, there's a way that I can support. Yeah. All I'm doing is redoing my full opt-in funnel piece. So, but it'll be a few weeks because I don't, you know, the time I have allotted to work is pretty small right now. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, let us know if you need help with that. I won't write it for you, but I can give you some ideas. All right. So let's go around and get some support. I know Annette, I want to share if it's okay to share our screen, and we'll look at your final copy for your book and just see how it's leading. And then whatever help you need with your opt-in. I think you've got the context. It's really mechanics right now. Yeah. Or do you want to look at the finalize the copy?
Go ahead and let's look at it because I already found an error on it this morning. That's okay.
That's not something you're going to find me finding because I suck at finding errors and things. But where did it go? Oh, here. There it is. Okay, that was the never group, and here's Annette's. All right.
This is even a mistake you should find because it's not a spelling error. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I'll probably find it. Now I'm on the table for finding it, right? So this is Annette's giveaway. And last time we've been working on is getting her to have a good call to action at the end that gets people off their duffs to do something. So she's got a beautiful medical disclaimer. And this is the intro. This hasn't changed, right? Or has it?
Correct.
Doesn't change. So that's the intro. She's got the tips. She's got 7 tips. I think it looks pretty. Anybody has any comments or suggestions?
See, where I say there, I need more help, contact me. There's no link.
Yes.
That's what I caught this morning.
That's good. Yep.
So I need to actually put the link in there.
Yeah. And let's look at the real call to action page and see what language we want to make sure is there. So this is your background, which was good.
I would also say to have it separate from that, because if I'm scanning through,
totally separate paragraph. She's got a whole, that's just an embedded. That's like a first one, but she's got much more coming up on the last page. So this is your about you. And then, this is the connection, you know, like really honing in on them. And it's kind of like the aggravation of the pain. It's a harsh disease. It's unforgiving. When blood glucose goes above 120, this is educating them about, like, you can't just listen to the doctor to say, let the sugar go up and then take more insulin. Over 140, damage begins in their eyes. Our endocrinologist never shared this information. I bet yours didn't either. I don't want this to be my child's future. I want her to live a long and healthy life in spite of diabetes. I want her to die of a very old age with her toes, limbs, and her vision. I like that because it's very, it evokes an emotional image. I know you want the same for your child or children. Go ahead.
Can you bold some of that? Because again, these are busy people and they're going to be, and some of that stuff.
Yep. Good point. Good point. These are okay because they stand out. I would say bold something in either, not every paragraph because they're short, but maybe every other paragraph to point out. Like when glucose goes above 120, nerve damage begins. That's a pretty strong statement and powerful statement.
How about image? Will there be a picture of Annette and maybe more images?
That's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Okay.
While insulin helps control the diabetes, I'm grateful for the insulin as you are. There are side effects. You know insulin can cause hypoglycemia. Do you know insulin can also cause... That could be something good to highlight some of those words there. And I would just play with it like visually. Like you don't want to have too much bolding because then it assaults the eyes. But if you just can guide them through the page, like you don't want to miss something. And if they see something in bold that stands out, they'll go and read the paragraph above and below. right? So think about how you want them to guide. You want them to hear that the nerve damage begins at 120 because they think they're okay to go to 200, right? Because that's what their doctor told them, right? They didn't know that headaches caused all these other things, right? These are serious. So pick some of these out. Or even just, did you know that insulin can also cause, that will get their attention too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And step in if anybody else has other thoughts.
I've got some thoughts that I've put into the text.
Okay.
First of all, in the paragraph that says insulin can also cause allergic reactions, it'd be better if that was a comma rather than a full stop. That's going to irritate anybody who likes their grammar.
Where's that?
Just there. That needs to be a comma. Insulin also cause allergic reactions.
Comma such as. Yep.
That's going to irritate some people so much that they wouldn't click. I also feel it's not clear on what you'll get from a free 50-minute discovery call.
Right.
You've talked about diabetes, but you've not said what you would do for me enough. Maybe it's because it's on the next page, but I just feel maybe that needs to be clearer. And on your About You page, there's a lot of I in it. It should have more you than I, even if it's an About page. And so if you try and find a way to change that, so there needs to be less I. There's I everywhere. I am this, I am that. There needs to be a better way of phrasing your experience. That's my thoughts.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's true about what you're going to get. Instead of click here to schedule a 15-minute discovery call, some way that I'd like to help you ensure that she does, and or help you to help her. You know, something along those lines. Like same thing up here when you just say schedule a time to chat. It's vague. Yeah.
Well, that I knew I needed to change.
Yeah, schedule.
There's a bit about the water. It doesn't mention not tap water. Now, I don't know about you, but over here, everybody over here would assume you meant tap water. Might want to mention something about that.
I have clean water. So
you said clean water up here. Purified water, maybe. You see that up there? Purified water?
Yeah, I can do that. That's easy.
The only thing, the thing about this page is it's just a lot of text. It's a lot of text and breaking it up with some pictures would be helpful, I think.
Okay.
Even one picture just to break up the page. Because when I look at a full page of text, I just don't want to read it. You know what I mean? Like the bolding will help, but I think that having a picture there is going to help a lot.
I can do that.
I mean, even just a picture of a glucose meter with those numbers on it would be helpful, right? Or one with no higher numbers than that, which is like a typical picture of what they're seeing with their kid. You know, they're seeing a 160 and they're going, whoops, right? 164, whatever.
It's just, that was also my impression. It's just so many words and good words, but it needs more images.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that.
You know, building off of what Allison was saying as well, and I'm going back to look at my About Me page, you know, they don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about, what they care about is what you can give them. And so
it could be something like, as an integrative health coach and nutritional therapy practitioner, I can support you, blah, 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 how you can support them. As a GAPS practitioner and gluten-free practitioner, I can support you in helping your child get their gut health back, which is intricately related to how their diabetes is controlled. And right. as a student in the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology, I'm well versed in lab analysis and, you know, functional lab analysis, however you want to say it, and finding the nutritional gems hidden in the lab work that the endocrinologists aren't looking for. Makes sense?
Okay.
And this is recording, right? Make sure.
I show the red light.
Yes. Okay, good.
I've got another suggestion, which I've just typed in as well, in case you want to copy and paste it. The bit that says, I want her to die at, I just think it would sound so much better if you wrote, I want her to live to a very old age in full health with her kidneys, feet, and vision intact. Does that make sense?
Yes. Much better.
I want her to die at makes you think, oh my God, my daughter, I don't want her to die, you know?
Right. But
I want her to live to a very old age in full health with her kidneys, feet, and vision intact, which just falls so much better.
Yeah, I
love it.
A lot better, thank you.
I like that.
Yeah,
I think that bolded would be good too.
Okay.
That sentence bolded.
All right.
Just trying to think of the best way to transition this into why they would want a strategy session at this point. Yours does too. I can help you, or something along the lines, and I can help you to tweak her diet and her activities to maintain healthy glucose balance. I've been there. I've done that for my own daughter, and I'd love to help you with that. Let's schedule a time to talk about how I can support you there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you're talking about your daughter, but this is for the caregiver.
Well, it's for the caregiver and how they care for their kid, right? And how they care for themselves as well. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I would work on that, is how you can help. Like, it's hard to figure this out on your own. If I didn't have all these educations and certifications, I would have been lost just like you are, like you may be. But because I've educated myself and I've studied this, I was able to get my daughter out of a coma, out of the 600 level of insulin, out of the situation where we thought we were going to lose her, to where she's thriving now and keeping her levels really well balanced. You know, that sort of thing will help them to know. Like, so you tell your story. You know, we always have this about you to tell your story, but the story's always like woven into everything, right? You notice if you ever listen to me go on and on one of these webinars, I'm weaving in stories and people, and I'm just weaving in evidence that I have the expertise to be able to help. And that's what I want you to do, because you do, right? And I think going back to, I've got, you know, if I didn't have all this training, if I hadn't studied all these different things and the way the body works, I'd be lost too, just like you might feel. I'd be listening to the endocrinologist, and quite frankly, I don't think my daughter would be with us right now. Tug at the heartstrings, and I'd love to support you. If you'd like to hear about, you know, what we did and how you can apply some of this stuff to your own family, give me a call. Here's the link.
Yeah, that's
click here is very hard to see, and it's in a PDF, so you always have to put some kind of link. You might get a URL that's just schedulewithannette.com. You know, something like that points to your calendar. Then you can always have it in these things. And when you change calendar systems, you don't have to change your documents. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? This is good. I mean, you keep making the headway. And what I'm seeing is that, see this true of so many, you're afraid to be too strong. You're afraid to be too much like, I can help you. Because you don't want to sound like you're bragging, but you're not. You're not. You're sharing this situation. And quite frankly, your daughter probably wouldn't be around if you weren't able to step in there and say it. I don't believe my daughter would still be with us if I just left her at the hands. They were giving her up. She was in a coma for 4 days. Her sugars were in the 600s uncontrolled. And we brought her back through what I learned in my educational journey. And I want to share that with you.
Okay.
That's going to hit their heartstrings. Anybody else have addition to that? I know.
There's also a typo I've put into the comments. That line there, my daughter deserves to live a healthy life, not life a healthy life.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Thank you.
Yeah.
And my feeling around the discovery call, I feel like there needs to be a phrase like, wouldn't you like to support your child in the way that I have? That there's a wouldn't you? I'm just feeling like that would pull somebody towards you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Having a cut finger obviously switches my brain on for masterminding.
There you go. Well, bloodletting. The old-fashioned bloodletting. It works. There we go. For more than just infections. And got it. Yeah. So this is good. It's definitely getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. Really close. Yeah. We don't realize how quick. And this call to action, when you get this language down, you're going to put this on your website.
Right.
Right. And, you know, you can do it and format it nicer, of course, on a website, but that's going to be on your About You, and it's going to be on a schedule a consultation page. All of this language is just, it's like you're creating this library of language that you're going to be able to use in multiple places.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll keep tweaking at it.
Keep going. You're doing good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go copy down all of Allison's.
Yes, copy it from the chat. The chats are always saved, but you have to wait a few days before it gets posted. So, all right. Let's go next.
Thank you.
I also usually get a copy of the chat. So if you do need something from the chat sooner than that, let me know.
Cool. Excuse me if I keep
I don't talking. Actually have anything because I'm not working on anything. So I'm just happy to listen and be inspired.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get my head above water at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck with the website anyway, if you need any help there. But I think, you know, if you wanted us to look at pages, to look at copy.
I can find the link. I'll show you a draft of it, but it's not populated yet. But
You just muted yourself. Okay, I'm unmuted you.
When Allison goes, and I'll just look for
the link. Yeah, look for it, and we'll have Allison go for it. Allison, can I bring up your Facebook post to have it up so that I can? Okay. So
yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So the big aha came yesterday. So what I'm hearing from what you said earlier was that what you're thinking is instead of just going to all these networking things and trying to get in front of individuals and trying to sell them, you know, into strategy sessions and whatnot, that you're feeling like your audience is actually other platforms, so to speak. And I'm using that word because someone pointed that out to me as well. When she asked me what my platforms were, a social media expert, and I said, well, it's consumers, it's other practitioners. And she said, you have a third platform, a third one, and that's platforms. That's other people who have venues where you can speak or be exposed to their tribes. And that's exactly what you're pulling up is, right? You're saying, yeah, my audience is this, but my avenue for getting to that audience is other practitioners and creating a really great educational venue. So tell us a little bit more about what you're thinking, or do you want us to just kind of read through this?
Okay. So the idea is that when we started looking at the clients I had, most of them were from referrals, and referrals are much more effective even than Facebook. At least with Facebook, you get to know get a feel for somebody, but referrals are the strongest source of clients for a lot of people, and me included. So then we looked at what platforms were the best ones for that, mm-hmm. and by Athena Network which is Women's Business Networking. A lot of them, when I talk, and I can give talks in other groups, so there's a lot of talk groups throughout the country. When I go and talk to a group of women business owners, so many people say, oh my goodness, I have lots of people with those sort of symptoms, or oh my goodness, I have lots of friends with those symptoms. And so I get a lot of pulling power. And so there's a chiropractor who's referred people to me and a nutritional therapist who's referred people to me. And Jackie suggested that I optimize much better my process. And so Jackie is a copywriter and works with graphic designers and people. And she said she discovered last week this process by which you can, you know, with this self-publishing is so easy now with things like Lulu and stuff. But she's found this platform whereby you can create a bit like our ebooks, but you can create a magazine, and it only costs £2.50 to physically print with a shiny cover. And she suggested that that I produce something that's based on some of my blog posts, a little bit about the things that I do, and sort of demonstrating functional medicine in the back, because we do about 20 pages, you see. And then sort of contact me at the back, but also you can personalize each cover for that particular clinic. So the idea is that with the say I'm working with the Hove clinic, then I print maybe 3 copies for them to use sequentially, saying the Hove clinic working with Dr. Ali, something like that.
So that would be a magazine that they would have available to give their clients in the waiting room, or that you'd give them to review?
Just for them to leaf through in the waiting room.
Got it.
Okay. And the aim is to streamline the way that I process referrals so there's more kickback, because in the UK there's this thing, you're not allowed to pay somebody for referrals.
Right.
But what I know from my experience as a GP is that most GPs do just poo-poo anything like massage therapy or nutritional therapy or chiropractic or osteopathy or acupuncture. And so you get these therapists who would like to refer. So they'd also have business cards, obviously, Lynn. So
how do you get around that thing with the fee thing? Because it's true here too. Doctors can't take fees for referring other people for anything. It's just,
so how does the online business work for people over there?
Well, it's different because it's separate from, you know, I don't run my business online is separate from my business where I would be actually seeing people. So it's actually a different LLC and everything. I don't have an LLC for that. I run it on my sole proprietor type thing. So, which I don't do anymore, but that's how it's done. So the online is not considered part of your medical practice.
Right. Okay.
And so, I know how that works, you know, living in your country, right? So you'd have to find that out.
Well, I'm pretty unique in this country. Nobody else does any online stuff, really.
Which gives you a big up, right? If you're a leader, but you also have to set the desire and the trend for it if nobody else is doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So most doctors belittle their services, but I would work with them and even edify them. So edification is so important. So I would edify the person who's referred to me. And also, so I would know more about them. So I get to know these people who are referring to me a bit better than I have done up to now. I would also send them a letter outlining the treatment plan, and working with them, if they're a nutritional therapist or a massage therapist, I would incorporate that into their health and well-being, because, you know, everybody benefits from a massage or from reflexology or whatever. So bringing that into the plan, does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you would incorporate their services when you're saying, okay, your hormones, blah, 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 and we're going to do this, this, and this, and I think you should get, you know, this massage or reflexology treatment on a regular basis and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, absolutely makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. I just keep going back to that fee thing, right? And we online, we're like, you have to pay people. But that's not the only way that you can compensate each other. It's cross-promoting. So you're going to promote some of your people. Oh, you have reflexology. I have this other person over here that came from wherever. So there's that referral basis, right? So you find a good chiropractor and you find somebody that you're talking to that needs it. You're going to refer back and forth, right? There's gifts you can send people as a thank you, just, to keep people interested in doing it. You can send them services. Like if you wanted to, for have them to be able to come in and experience your work, right? You can do that. Gift certificate for whatever. I mean, there's any number of things like that. I mean, in the medical industry, right? The pharmaceuticals are whizzes at that, right? They give people tickets to golf games. They wine and dine them, right? They can't give them referrals. They can't give them money back for sending somebody to buy a prescription. That's illegal. But nobody stops them from taking them to play golf and whatever else. So
not allowed to do that anymore.
No,
not over here. No, not anymore. Not even allowed to give the drug companies aren't even allowed to give free pens.
Wow.
But we're allowed to get a free pen from the BMJ, British Medical Association, or from the medical insurance company. It's just completely mad the way it's gone anti-pharmaceuticals, to that extent, because business, in all aspects of business, if you're a financial advisor with St. James's Place, then you would give people a pen that's got St. James's Place written on it. You know, it's quite a standard thing, but the pharmaceutical industry isn't allowed to do that anymore. So,
well, yeah, it's probably a good thing because it does influence decisions that may not otherwise go that way, in terms of over-medicating or medicating the wrong way or medicating with your friend Joe over here because he gave you this nice thing versus a different medication from a different company that might actually be better. I mean, yeah.
We tend not to do that. But and then it makes me wonder whether I'm allowed to create pens and post-it notes that have my details on, or whether that would be taken the wrong way too. The one thing I had been thinking of was post-it notes with my details on, and then give them to these referral partners.
Right.
And also, I've thought of, I'm always writing notes for people in my NHS practice. So like a list of resources for if they have depression and anxiety, for example. And I so often I think, well, if the only post-it stickies I had in my bag were the ones with my branding on, that would have to be how it was. But I think it would just be too risky for being struck off, to be honest.
Right. You got to be careful with that kind of stuff. But on the other hand, you can give them, like you just said, I loved what you just said, because I don't know if this is what you meant, but I thought, if you have a set of online resources that are hints for this condition, hints for that condition, and it has your stuff, your logo and your copyright at the bottom, and you distribute that and you say, hey, here, you're welcome to use these and give these out to your patients, then that's not an advertisement. That's a piece, a document with your copyright information, which must be on there to protect your own intellectual property rights.
Yeah.
And if you create that, I mean, if a lot of the stuff, if you have a lot of stuff that you hand people now, you make sure they're all online. I'm sure you have that, and just have a library online that they can access.
Yeah.
That's great.
I've been drawn to that more and more because since the retreat, I've been so frustrated. Whereas before I was quite content to do locums. Since the retreat, I've just been, because 10 minutes, you can't even explain to somebody why they've got to go gluten-free in 10 minutes.
You need to drink more water. I mean, there's not much you can say and do in 10 minutes.
Really, except write a prescription.
Right. So if you're writing a prescription, was to jot down a link, right, to this handout that you wanted them to go to.
Yeah.
That could be really
easy. I can have a drop-down part of my menu saying, I thought I could have a drop-down menu thing saying resources for NHS patients or something for the ones I'm seeing in the NHS clinics, or just resources for, I don't know.
Now, if you do that, do you want those to be available to the public, though?
Well, I think that, yeah, so what are you suggesting?
Well, I don't know that I would say for NHS, I would just say resources for patients.
Right.
If it was, you could do it on a you can do it on a WordPress post or page that has a password, and you just give them the password. And then when other people, public people come, you know, and they click it, ooh, resources for patients. It clearly says it's resources for patients. And you can have the message that pops up and say, enter password. You know, these are resources for patients only, enter the password. So that's possible.
Or I could charge for the public and not for the NHS patients or something.
Or you could do that, right? It could come popping up and, you know, you could, but then you have, I would not do that right away because you'll be like, you have to create then a funnel for it. You've got to create a shopping cart. And it's easy to do within your coach's console to just be able to say, if you want access to this library, but I'd rather it be, this is the intrigue. This is one of the perks you get from being a patient, you know, and then the people go, oh, I have to become a patient. And then right next to it, it says resources for patients, become a patient. Like you don't get them off the hook for $10 to get access to your library. Right? Because if they don't know you, they're going to pay more than $10. They don't know what's in it, but they would pay $10. But that's just selling yourself short. So resources for patients, become a patient.
So, I mean, one thing I was thinking of was having a sort of monthly, say, £50 a month or £100 a month. So £50 a month gives you an appointment with me every quarter to get some continuity without having people sign up to the high. And
you know, people are going to pay every month to get so they have to get something every month, right? Yeah, you can have a mini membership site. You get access to my membership portal where it has all these handouts. You know, plus you get access to my office hours group call. I don't know, but you know, it starts to get like, if you're going to give somebody, make somebody pay something every month, you have to give them something every month, right? You can't just,
it's just a way of spreading their payments.
It's just, yeah, and it's really just a payment plan. So it doesn't appeal as much as if you said it's a monthly fee. And what's included in this monthly fee is access to my patient library, which is constantly growing, and a quarterly appointment. That could be something. But as long as you're adding new content to that quarterly thing, right? Don't put all your stuff up right away. Every month, add a new handout. You can do that. That's easy.
I have a question. Allison, in addition to having a magazine that targets the patients that go to these clinics, wouldn't it be a little bit easier if the practitioners referred them to you as opposed to, I mean, if they got a direct referral from a chiropractor or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, that's what it's intended. That's what the whole process is.
Okay.
It's just the magazine is an extra bonus.
Okay.
That they can have in their waiting room.
And then would it have your contact information, reach out to you, or would it say ask Dr. So-and-so? If it's specific for their clinic, would it say something on the back cover, say ask Dr. So-and-so if this service would be of benefit to your ongoing care or something like that?
I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking more of it having my contact information on there.
Yeah, but then it's just like, you know, some stranger, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to what Lisa just said is they're going to more likely follow up if it's a referral from him. Right? Because how often do you read a magazine in a thing and then you get called in for your appointment, you throw it down and you forget about it, right? You don't sit there and go, oh, wow, I'm going to take my phone out and make a copy of that because that sounds like a good thing for me. But if it said something like ask Dr. So-and-so how this could benefit your ongoing care, maybe they would ask. Because you're just a stranger, right, that's got this magazine. And I go into these places all the time that have these magazines that people advertise in. I don't ever call anybody from those magazines. But it's an awareness factor, right? So then if you're in the office and they've read it and then the doctor on the two appointments later says, you know, I really think you need some hormone balancing help and I'd really like to refer you to Dr. Alley. And they'll go, oh yeah, I've heard of Dr. Alley. Where'd they hear about her? They heard about her from your magazine. So it's kind of like the I heard about you somewhere, like that getting in front of people over and over. And similarly, if you had some of these magazines, a generic version of the magazines made up, and you got a bunch of them and you just started sending them to these doctors, the various people in the area, the therapists, whoever you think would be a good referral partner, and you have a regular routine of sending it to them. right? So you send it to them this month, you send them something else this month, you get in front of them. And then when you actually contact them, reach out and call, they'll go, oh yeah, I've heard of you. They don't remember where, but they've heard of you over and over again. Do you see what I'm saying?
I wasn't thinking of sending out a new magazine every month.
Not a new magazine every month. I'm just saying, if you had you're going to get this one made up, right? And you said you could get them customized. If you just got one made up, that was a real good one, like you really felt proud of it, and you just sent that magazine out to all these folks just as an introduction. I just thought this would be helpful. There's a couple of articles in here I think you might find helpful for your, you know, and reach out to me if you have any questions, right? But you do something to get in front of them. And another time, maybe you just cut out make a copy or something from some agenda you were in. I just spoke recently at this conference, created some really cool stuff. I think your patients might be helpful. Let's have a conversation. It's just a matter of getting them to have heard of you. I learned this from a PR person ages ago. I went to one of her seminars and she said she did this. And she's worked with a lot of high-end people. And she said she did this where this guy did this and he calls up and says, hey, I want to schedule a time. Go, oh, yes, I'd love to talk to you. I've heard of you so many times before. Mm-hmm. Because they heard of him because he kept sending them stuff, right? So you're tooting your own horn. Just some thoughts. I think this is going to take some ironing out for you as to the best method. I think the magazine for that price, I mean, they must have a minimum though, right?
No, that's just if you wanted one. Cool, isn't it?
What? Do you go in there and you can just order one for $250?
Yeah, but it's online. Yeah, because it's online.
But then you print it. It costs $250 to print.
Yeah, no, it's £2.50 is for printing it.
So you just go into their site, you create this magazine, they have templates, and then you want, say, I want to print it. I'm going to print one copy and it's $250.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow. That's a good deal.
Yeah,
that's a great thing. Like instead of a business card, what a great thing to give away to people.
Yeah. Right?
What a great thing, even at networking meetings when you're there and you go, oh, well, you know, if you think you have people that could be helped by what I do, here, take a look at this. It's like having a book without having to have the book. And it's a much better calling card than who keeps their cards. I mean, they throw them in a wallet and I have no idea. I never see them again. But if it's a magazine, I'm not going to throw it away. It looks all pretty. I'm going to read it someday. And I'm going to put it over here because I'm going to read it someday.
Yeah.
And someday I might.
Yeah.
But if it had something that really like called my name, like was a problem, is the cover had something that called my name that I really had a problem, I'd be reading it. Right?
Yeah.
The end of hot flashes. No more sweaty nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea. Again, given there's no investment.
Yeah.
Except your time, and the time is well spent. And you probably already have tons of good blog articles you can pull out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The talks I like, that's the piece that I really like too, is getting in front of them. Like say, you send them the magazine, you follow up, you say, hey, I'd love to schedule a time to just do a little thing in your waiting room. Do you have room in your waiting room for us to do a talk to open up the awareness?
Yeah.
You know, you're given something of value that's free. You're a commodity, not a commodity, what's it called, a resource. When you call these offices and you say, I'm a functional medicine practitioner, been in practice for all these years, I'm working on this, I'd love to support you. I'd love to offer a free talk for your clients in your waiting room. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because it's a give for them. And have it, not just have a talk, like have two or three titles.
Yeah.
Which of these titles do you think would be best for your people?
Yeah.
The assumptive close. Which of these titles do you think would be best for your people? Okay, let's schedule it.
Okay. And also giving talks to groups of therapists. So there's a Brighton Holistic Therapist Network, which I'll talk at, and also the functional forum, I was going to start. I'd signed up with them in November, but I haven't had the courage to hold a talk because it was just going to end up being such an investment.
Well, what about the guy that we went, that restaurant we went to? I can, yeah. He will remember you. If you want an introduction on Skype, I'll remind him. He'd be happy to have you do a talk there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the functional forum, that is the functional forum for Surrey. I signed up in November to run the functional forum.
Oh, run it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But don't discount that that's, I know it's further, but if you have a good support, if you have a good offer, especially if you have an online offer, it could be good.
Yeah, but I think I need to focus on local networking first and build up the business so that I'm filling my clinics rather than struggling trying to put my online courses together and things. Yeah. And then build from there. Yeah.
Okay. So how can I support you best right now with the time we have remaining?
How much time do we have left? Not long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the functional.
It's really just trying to get the right system in place. But I have recommissioned a telephone answering service and a couple of voicemail numbers, which will help me with that process. And I'm going to make it so that people can just book directly, because this having only packages and having the strategy sessions just has left. I've lost thousands of pounds worth of business through people not being able to just book an appointment to discuss with me whether I can help them or not.
Be able to do that, right? They should always be able to have an appointment to discuss if you can help them. That should never be. It's just when they want to keep going, it's that month-to-month thing that, and it may not be the time, it may not be right for that model in your area. Or the other thing I want to make sure you're not letting go of is that list of folks who need follow-ups.
Well, I phoned 10 on Monday. I saw 2 on Monday, 1 on Tuesday, and I did have 2 booked in today, but one had a migraine, so cancelled, but I'm still going to charge her a cancellation fee.
And these, you had them all booked in for paid or free strategy sessions?
Paid. No, I'm not doing any free strategy sessions.
No, I don't blame you.
No, these are paid £260 an hour.
Okay, so you got them to pay for those. And then, you know, you can always offer the small package too, right? You can say, rather than just come in 3 months and they come in and pay you again, is, you know, I can offer you a 3 strategy session for this much. And you can use it over the next year.
Pardon?
So instead of trying to get them into a 6-month, 1 year, the whole bit, you know, sessions, you can just say, look, you know, if you want to continue to work together, we can. Instead of paying me for the next session, let's just book 3 sessions. It's going to save you some.
Oh, 3. I thought you said free.
No, 3.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
Right?
Because they're skeptical about free sessions, and then it either they're skeptical or they think it's just like a GP appointment that will always be free, you see.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Of the free
no,
NHS.
I wouldn't do it. I never did free sessions really, except as a part of a specific launch that we do that I'd talk to them for free to see if the program was a match, but I've never done free strategy sessions.
Yeah.
I was charged anywhere from 97 to 197.
Yeah. And I've got the Love Natural Love Organic show again next week, the week after next. But it's going to be the last one because I'm not going to market direct. But then as Jackie said, my blog becomes a resource for their, for the referrers clients as well.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. As you lay this out, you know, and get some clarity around it. Let's just get some clarity around it. And the magazine sounds like just go do one.
Yeah.
You know, you'll lose a couple of hours of your time to lay it out, but you're not going to lose anything because you can always print it and have something to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. That's really cool. Is that a local only service or is it an international?
No, I don't think it's local.
Only lover. Okay. Cool. Sounds very good. All right. Thank you. All right. Who else? Lisa, did you want to share some of your website?
Yeah, I can't link to the website because the whole thing is still blocked, yeah. But I can show you some of the copy.
Sure.
And I'll just share my screen. Is that okay? Or
yeah, go for it.
But I also wanted to say that, okay, so this website is going to be really, really pared down, only about 4 or 5 pages, and just make everything a lot, you know, easier. It'll be very visual, lots of images, it is already mocked up, but I can't show you it because it's still blocked. But also wanted to say, apropos referrals, that's basically the model that I'm basing myself on. And that's, you know, working. There are several avenues of referrals for me, and I hope to expand on that. So this is the home page copy.
Go ahead and share your screen.
I thought I'm sharing my screen.
No, click share screen.
I think you need to unshare yours, possibly.
Oh, okay. Stop share. Sorry. Yeah.
Can you see my screen now? Yeah. Okay. So it's just this is the homepage, and I just as I said, it's all really pared down. Lots of images, and so that's just the welcome here. Because my demographic is not really demographic. It's people who have chronic illness, who have unexplained illness or mystery illness, or, you know, prevention. It's just kind of like the gamut So, I don't know. Do you want to read it or?
No, are there particular areas that you would like, I just want to see how long it is.
No, it's not long.
Then services page.
Then services.
What's the call page to action on the homepage?
Well, there I need a call to action on the homepage. There will be that's where I need to link to a strategy session, right, or something. Yeah. I think on the homepage there will be boxes at the bottom where they could click on the service, and then it would be easier to explain it like that. But and then just because I have different levels of service, I have programs, so 2 different programs, which are one-on-one. Then I also have here individual consultations, because I've decided that some people, maybe they want to get their toe wet with just an individual consultation, whether it's a lab review or case review. And that's just a one-off thing. And then that's separate from the strategy session. I'll put the strategy session under this individual consultation for people who really don't know me. And that's a lower priced, paid session. Then I have online programs, which I have, actually 2 online programs, which I haven't launched or relaunched or anything like that, but there'll be a space holder for them. And then I have a blurb for practitioner support, because there are especially UK practitioners that, seek out support. I have a free download right now. It's 25 ways to get more fruit and veg. So I don't know if I'm going to stay with that, but just something. And then one of the sidebars is just going to be a little thing on functional nutrition. So that's anyway, that's a services page. That's only 4 or 5 pages.
Good.
Not long. And here's the thing. Well, this is just on the services page. The services page is the longest one. But it has little blocks, right, that you can click on. And then here's a little bit more. I have my programs. I've divided them to for foundational and then functional. So that's my signature program. That's pretty much – then there's a blog, blog and contact page. That's it.
Cool. Yeah, I have some thoughts, and I think that you can – I like the way you've broken it up. On the homepage with the boxes across the bottom, you may want to have 3 main, a strategy session and describe what that is. Practitioner consult, right? So if you're a practitioner and you have some tough cases, then, and you have that, which you described down below, and then online.
Okay. Or one-to-one.
But this is somebody, assume this is somebody new. They've just met you, right? Are they ready to go to bed with you yet? Or they just want to have a date and hold hands?
Okay. So that's on the homepage. Okay.
So that's on the homepage, and then that would take them. So, or you can say schedule a session, and then that could go to a page that just has the different kinds of sessions, right? It might, or do you just want to have a strategy session with them at first? What's the very first thing you want? Do you want them to do a full lab analysis at first, or you just want them to do a strategy session to see?
I mean, in Switzerland, this whole thing of a strategy session seems a bit weird. They're quite happy to just jump in and have a lab review.
Right.
And so in the strategy session, for me, I've used it for people who contact me cold, and then they're quite willing to pay for the strategy session because it's only 65 euros, which is pretty much like $65. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to increase that to maybe 80 or 90, but still keep it under 100.
Right.
And I'm quite happy to spend time with people. I'm just happier if I'm paid a little bit, you know? My first program, the foundational food first program, is a lower price program. And it's, it's just basically two consultations. It's an initial consultation and a follow up. That's it. And then that feeds into, a 3-month program if they want it. So, at, you know, once or twice a month contact, and just keeping it simple.
I understand that, and I want to just make it simple too in the way you present it, because if you present too many choices, it's going to be overwhelming. So the homepage, every should have 3 choices. So it can be individual consultations, it can be practitioner consultation, and online. And each of those goes to a separate page.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And on the, so instead of all the services and everything on one page, they're kind of right. You can have one page that has them all and links to those other pages. That's fine too.
Okay.
But you want to have like separate pages so that the individual consults, so you say, hey, we could get started and just get to know each other. I'll get to know a little bit about you and figure out what our next best steps are. Or if you want to jump right in and get a lab analysis, you can do that. And then I would still keep it with the graphic boxes on each.
Okay.
One, right? Yeah. Even if it's just a graphic box that's the same as what was over there. And then you have a list of what's included and a price, but keep it graphical instead of paragraph type style.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's very graphic. I mean, it's hard to see it now because you're only seeing words, but actually the way the website is, it's really colorful and it's just images, mostly images.
Great. Perfect. Yeah. That's what you want. That's what you want. And then if you have those boxes that they go to, then they have only 3 choices to choose from, not 6.
Okay.
Because 6 and they go, it's too confusing. I don't know what I need. Right. I want one-on-one. I'm a practitioner and I want help with reading my clients' detailed labs and understanding these complex cases, or I want online, or you can think of whatever that third one might be. If you don't have the online ready, but you could easily just go and have that online and have a page that describes each of those programs. Anyway,
so it would link to, the individual pages, or how would that be?
Yeah. So I think if the homepage linked to a page that was all your individual consult stuff, what are the ways they could get started? It would be the get started. Let's have a conversation, you know, that kind of thing. What are the ways they could get started? They could do the strategy session, or they could jump right in and do a detailed lab analysis, or if there's 2 choices. That's it. That's their 2 choices. If there's 3, there's a third.
Okay. Right?
So, and then once you got them in, then you can offer them whatever else goes into more detail and depth. Yeah. And then on the practitioner, maybe there's only 1, just schedule a time to have a conversation. It's 150 pounds or whatever. And, this is what we'll do.
Yeah, right. For the practitioner, there's just that one, because that's just
the one. So then it's right there. They just get to go to the page that describes what it is and gets them signed up, the registration page. Yeah. And then third one, if you have it online, or, you know, either way. But as I looked at your list of stuff, there's all these great services, but those are once they're in, right? Yeah. You don't jump, you don't not talk to somebody and have them come to your site and sign up for a 3-month program. That'd be really unusual, no?
Yeah. They're more likely to start with an individual consultation or the strategy session.
Right.
And I think my question is, should I offer a strategy session and an individual consultation? But I think if they can't, you know, sign up for the individual consultation, which would be a full price thing, then they could just start with the strategy.
That's right. Yeah, I would offer that. The lower, because they'll go, okay, so I'm ready. I've heard of her. She's a referral from so-and-so. I'm just going to go do this. And they pay the $300 instead of the $65. Yeah. But it's usually an issue of how much do they know you. Okay, it's $65. I'll get started with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I'll offer both of those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, so I hope next time we speak, I can actually show you the...
Okay.
Yeah. But it's constructed. It's constructed. The pages are there, and privacy notice is even there from the new GDPR thing.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it. Yeah. And having all the nice graphic stuff and having you, I can't wait to see it. It'd be great.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oof. So that's it for me. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Lisa has all these amazing reports and forms and stuff that she does.
I make my life hard, but I love to give information.
It helps.
Yeah.
It's really working well for Jay because he's found a new primary care doctor and he's saying, but I can take all these things that Lisa has given me and that's how I can show her what I'm doing, you know, so it's absolutely brilliant. So
it's happened with other clients as well here in Europe. They've gone to other practitioners and then they show them my reports. And I think the doctors don't even know what I'm doing.
What to do.
One of the doctors said that I was helping in the best way that I could, given my limitations, you know, because I'm not a doctor, MD.
Oh, how sick. Way better than they ever did. Oh my God. Somebody said he gave the patient reporter or whatever to his optometrist, and his new optometrist seems to be more holistic or ophthalmologist, and they were very impressed. Like, wow, this is really cool. This is really helpful. So.
So I'm just answering here. But anyway, so that's it from me.
All right. Anything else? Lynn, Nat, anybody have anything to share? Right, so we're going to go around and come up with like one thing that you're committing to finish and when you're going to finish it by. Annette?
Well, since I've got the move coming up real soon, I will work on my freebie and get that done by next week because I have to.
Cool. Good. And then what's the deal with the technology? What steps do you need to be able to get that opt-in page up and running?
I need to, and I've already made notes to myself to do that. Go on the, because MailChimp, like I said, will do it, set it up for free. So I just need to go in there and figure it out what I need to do. And would like to get that done before I leave also.
Great. Good. All right. So we should be able to see you send us a link. And even if you put the, you know, even if the thing isn't quite ready, it's good enough. It's good enough right now. Okay. It's good enough. Make the changes we suggested, but it actually is good enough right now to go with, and then you make changes to it. But the problem is usually when we get it to good enough and there's the real critical things, we go, oh, it's good enough. We don't go back and really, really enhance the call to action. And the call to action is the most important part of your freebie.
So that's my, those two things this week. Or by next week.
Awesome. Thank you. Allie?
Well, I have my Love Natural Love Organic show, or Love Natural show, the 5th, 6th, 7th of July. And by the 1st of July, I need to have some scripts for my new answering service to be using. And I also need to decide on... So I'm going to have that sorted and I'm going to carry on with the sessions that I've been having.
Great. Perfect. Thank you. Lisa, you're going to keep working on that site.
Yeah, I hope by the end of June it's there's a draft version ready because I don't have a website anymore. It's not, cannot be found on the web.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. Ah, it'll get there in due time.
Yeah.
Great. Great. So thank you guys for being here. Thanks for coming in today, Lynn. I appreciate it. And we're going to go. I think we're going to do a thing. Are you going to be on that, Lisa, and Annette, both of you, actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just chat about the next steps for those coaching calls. And are you in for, or are you, I don't know if Lisa, Lynn's talked to you, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but Allie, for next year for doing gold coaching for ERC.
Yeah. I think I'm going to leave it this year. She has messaged me, and I haven't messaged her back because I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I move on. It's so time consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. 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 See you soon.